Myron and Dana Bontrager own and operate the Electric Brew Coffee Shop, but from August to October, they were biking down the East Coast, starting in the main town of Calais on the Canadian border and ending in Key West, Florida, 49 days later. That's exactly 2,507 miles, 59 miles per day.
We counted every mile. So it's easy to talk about kind of the tough things, you know, the hard days and so on. But one of the things that really popped out for me is just the kindness of people. One of the later days in the last week or so, we had had a flat tire, and so we'd pull over to the side of the road, and I was busy changing the tire, and I just pulled the tire off and was working on it, and all of a sudden this guy, you know, pulled up next to us, and I saw this guy standing there. He said, do you guys need any help? And I said, no, we've got what we need. You sure? You want me to take you somewhere? And he offered like five different things. You could just tell he sincerely wanted to help us. Of course, we had everything we needed. And then he said, do you have water? And I thought, well, we have like 4 miles to go. Don't really need water. But he wanted to give something so badly. And I said, sure, I'll take some water. I'd love to have some water. So he pulled out this canister out of this cooler, and he gave us cold water. And it was just a beautiful experience with a total stranger who extended kindness to us. And it just refreshed me to understand that people out there, and we had a number of examples like that, where people's kindness just lifted our spirits and just made our day. I mean, it just made our day.
Just traveling at a slower pace and traveling on roads that you don't normally travel on, I mean, you see things that you don't normally see. We really enjoy just going through the cities. And people say, how did you get through New York City? And once you got in New York City, they had wonderful bike paths. And it was actually a lot more fun to ride bike through the city than it is to drive.
We're on those country roads during North and South Carolina and into Georgia. And they were just some peaceful, beautiful moments of just this tranquility and riding along and seeing the countryside. We rode past a lot of cotton fields and tobacco fields, which you don't see it around here. And as we were riding along, the context really started hitting me is if you took that specific geographic place and went back in time 200 years, you know, what did it look like? African slaves in those fields, those very fields as we were riding by. And we chose to ride past there, past a place where people had no choice. I had 4 or 5 days of just that rolling around in my head. The context, the slow-moving bicycle, where you saw, where you felt, where you thought, that was pretty deep for me.
That impacted me as well. And another thing that impacted me was just, you know, at our age, I'm 63, he's 65, just not taking for granted of our health. And like, there's some people our age would not be able to physically do this. One morning, he was still trying to get directions, and I was out by the road, and there was this guy that came up, and I'm assuming he was a homeless guy. He told me he slept out in the trees, and he said every winter he heads south, and he was kind of wondering what route we were taking. And he said he's done this for 20 years. And it struck me that we're choosing to do this. And at any point, if something got too hard for us, we could always quit. But so that really impacted me, and I kept wondering, where's he at now?
There were times that we were on highways that were just nerve-wracking with the noise. And you haven't lived until you've heard a semi on your left and a car buzzing up past on your right. And you're stuck in that middle, and you can hear them both coming. As far as safety, there were times cars would buzz us on the side because they were angry at bicyclists on the road. And we had some angry motorists that got way too close and scared the willies out of us. But we never had any accidents, so I guess things turned out okay. But yeah, it was pretty treacherous at times, and there were times I thought, I hope we get out of here alive. Just because of the traffic.
The couple have been cycling for about 10 years, including a trip around Lake Michigan, a ride from Goshen to Pittsburgh, and a ride from Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C. But Myron says the East Coast trip was the epic one.
You know, we're not done cycling, so we'll figure out what we do now. And I don't think we'll tackle this one again.
Jacob Lazaro, WVPE News.